Okay, folks, welcome to the fifth episode of the Off Center Archers. I'm Anthony.
And Stephanie.
And this one is going to be more so shooting at the hip.
It's a little extra.
Yeah, this is an extra one. Normally we do one a week, and now we're doing the second one in 2 days. This one is actually going to focus on a lot of the people we find inspiring via YouTube, Facebook.
Kind of like your reference section.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, and it's going to be everything from, like, dudes who are straight-up beasts to guys who can give, like, super, super technical advice. And basically, it'll give you a ton of references of where to go from. Everything from form to you got the animal down and
quartering
how to
it.
Skin it, quarter it. Gutted method, non-gutted method, both. So, all right.
Oh, it's a competition, too.
Yes, and in the end, we'll talk about the competition side of archery, give some other references. Another channel we found that does a fantastic job of the outdoor product review style stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but it's mostly what we've found that we found to be helpful. Other point of views, again, none of this is sponsored. We're not affiliated with anyone. We're not trying to promote anyone. This is just what we think have been really, really helpful. These guys that you'll, after mentioning, if you check any of these guys out, they're really great to watch. They know what they're talking about. They, you know, a lot of these guys have been shooting for years and years and years. And it's, you know, like when I first started, some of these guys I never even heard of until we started scouting around on YouTube. Now, yeah. With the, you know, technology advancing, everything, you can find everything on the internet. You don't have to go to a teacher in person, you know. And just for side note, that's our son in the background, if anyone's wondering.
Yeah, just to show that we're two average people. We're a husband and wife duo, and that is our two-year-old in the background, yeah. Having fun watching Shrek.
Yeah, so we don't edit any of our podcasts, so it's in there, and it'll stay in there.
Yes, he came from Grandma and Grandpa's house today, and he's a little wound up.
But
which grandparents normally do to the grandchildren, so.
But, you know, as far as technology advances, you can find anything now. And so far, this is what we found. Now, at the end of this, if you found something different and we haven't mentioned it, you know, jot it down. Because I know Podbean has a comment section.
So, yeah, Podbean's comment section. We have our Instagram up.
Yeah, comment Facebook.
There. Facebook is up. I started the Twitter account actually as of episode 4. Just because I completely forgot about Twitter because I'm just not...
It's garbage.
You know, it's not garbage.
It's garbage.
It's a big social media thing. You know, news corporations use it a lot. And I know people who are popular use it a lot. So we're trying to just get all bases on social media touched on here.
It's trash.
You just don't like anything where it gives you a limited format of anything. So it's only 140 characters and she loses her mind.
No, it's just trash. Whatever. I don't like Twitter. Anyway... So we can start with, you want to start with Meat Eater?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So the first one on YouTube, we're going to mention the video title of what you can look it up. Everything we mention first will be what you can basically look it up as if you put it in the search bar.
The channel's actual
physical
name.
Yeah, the actual channel's name. It's called Meat Eater. Does he have the in front of it?
No.
Just Meat Eater.
Actually, I think it says his name, then dash
yeah,
Meat Eater, or
it's
just Meat
Steve
Eater.
Ranella, and this guy's great. I've watched a lot of his, especially with the how-tos.
And he's got a lot of them.
Yeah. How-to, and basically any kind of animal or thing, living creature that you could possibly eat. He does a step-by-step how to gut them and quarter them. And I think he even had a sea cucumber on there. Was that him?
Yes. He did a sea cucumber, which is the most disgusting looking fish you'll ever see in your life.
I don't know who thought that was even a great thing to think of to eat.
Well,
back
after he gutted it, it looked appetizing.
Yeah, but...
Well, I eat clams. You're not really a clam fan. So for me eating clams and oysters and whatever and mussels, whatever... It looked appetizing to me after it was cleaned.
No.
But pre-cleaned, you're like, bro, that is disgusting looking.
Think of the fact that someone at some point had to look at it and say, I wonder if I could eat that. And that is the most disgusting looking creature ever. But he goes through...
People do some dumb shit when they're hungry.
Well, you know. So he goes through...
Look at the people in the beginning of time. Like, yo, try that bush. Try those berries. Yo, nobody touched those berries. Bob died. Fuck those berries.
Bob's laying on the floor.
Bob's dead.
Okay.
So we know that bush is off limits. Next bush.
He goes through from start to finish. Everything you have to do, all the, you know.
Plus he has his typical videos where it's like full hunt mode.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I'm trying to go through each part.
Right.
You know, that's one. He also does, I know, one of the most recent ones, they actually showed him foraging for a type of, I guess it was like a mushroom, a type of fungus.
Yeah.
That grows. And he had a chef in there with him, and they showed how you can cook it and eat it.
Which is the hunt? Wasn't it Ranella that took Ramsay into the woods? No, boar hunting. I know Ramsay went boar hunting.
Gordon Ramsay. Yeah, yes, he's Gordon, a chef.
And the guy who screams at everybody, get the fuck out of my kitchen.
You know, you see some of his shows, and he, you know, but he actually will go out and kill the animal himself, and he'll cook it, and he'll prepare it, and, you know, that's a whole nother.
I know the wild boar hunt with Ramsay there, with they actually went back to an army base. He killed it himself.
Yeah, he prepared it for the soldiers.
Yeah, that was right in the middle of the woods. Yep.
But back to like Steve Ranella, he is, I know he's in my favorites to watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's not
very authentic too in the videos. I mean, you could see like this dude is. He knows so much because hunting has been in his family for like generations. You could see it. Just from the way he acts, he knows how to follow trails. I mean, the dude is just like the on-point style hunter. And you watch some of the videos where he takes other people with him hunting and they're all like hiking. This dude's like a mountain goat. He doesn't stop. Everyone else is like, hold on, bro. I got to, you know, holding a rock, leaning over, trying to catch their air. And he's like, come on, bro. Let's go.
A lot of these guys we're going to mention are like the Energizer bunnies of the hunting world.
Yeah.
He's going and going and going.
Yep, exactly. But yeah, Ranella is definitely one. His channels meet, I believe his channel and his podcast are both meat eaters. His podcast is fantastic too. And I mean, there's like so much stuff that he does. He talks about the conservation aspects and everything, which a lot of these channels will get into do that also. So
let's see, moving on. The next one, you can pronounce this one. I feel like I always say it wrong. The Hush.
Hushin.
Yeah, I don't.
Yes, it's Hushin.
Yeah, you know, I always feel like I'm saying it wrong. And then I see some of their shirts that just say Hush on them.
I think it actually stands for like Hush Incorporated.
Maybe.
But, or, you know, like we're hushing or something because you're supposed to be quiet in the woods.
I don't know.
It is what it is, but that's the name of the channel. It's Hushin. These guys do videos from fishing, camping, hunting. They go through the gear they're using.
Anything outdoors.
But they'll also give you like the tech savvy kind of aspects. Hushin is mainly three guys. Actually, technically, it's probably three to four guys, depending on what video they're doing.
Yeah, I've seen up to three and four.
Yeah, there's usually the main guy is usually Eric. Then you got, I think his name's Brian.
I think his name is Brian,
but they call him B-Mac. You got Casey. And then they usually have another guy, depending on the hunt, a guy named Jordan with them. And they go out, like, they show you, all right, we're using Vortex spotting scopes. Eric finds these crazy gadgets on, like, Amazon where he could slip his iPhone in it and put his iPhone right on the Vortex spotting scope. And use his phone instead of, like, you know, cramming your, you know, always winking one eye shut and... They'll show exactly what they're using, which are like GoPros, which cameras they got. They don't care. They show everyone everything.
Oh, for mounting it as you're going through the woods on a hunt or something. And I know a couple I've seen with him is, they actually even added on there. Didn't he go to an auction, the antler auction?
Yes. Eric was the one in the main guy that was in the video at the antler auction. also, I believe it was Eric and Jordan, maybe, was the one that did the gutless skinning and quartering of an elk.
Yes, but that was like a two-part
video. That one was like 35 minutes for between the two parts.
Yeah, and this video, you can actually, he starts, you know, with the whole animal out. He's in the middle of the woods. He does it.
I think they said they were like 3 miles out.
Yeah, and it was just him and the guy filming, so the cameraman.
It was the camera guy with him. I'm not sure. It might have been Jordan. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't think he mentioned who is it. Who is actually behind the camera.
You see him in the shot.
Yeah, but I'm saying he just mentioned him as the cameraman.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
he had to help.
he went through step by step of what you need to do, where you start as you're cutting, what to look, you know, what to look out for to not destroy, you know, whatever meat you're on, like.
Right, yeah, what locations to cut. And this was also a quartering, and a skinning, quartering, gutless.
Yeah, this was the gutless technique. Method.
So, yeah, this is pretty much leaving the entire thing intact.
You know, take care of this out in the middle of the woods and then carry it back to either your main camp or
they went through full quartering. Oh, what are they called? I'm losing my mind right now.
Brain fart. This is
exactly.
He's having a senior moment. God.
The back straps. Removing the back straps from the elk. Full quartering front and rear. Plus, after they got it all off, they had everything laid out on a tarp. And since it was two guys with full elk back straps, which are heavy alone, never mind full four quarters.
Yeah.
They showed exactly, well, Eric showed exactly how he does the removal of the meat from the bone. Because elk bones are like heavy as can be. They're like super, super heavy. So this way, him and the camera guy were literally said, screw it. We're going to get rid of the bones now. Quarter this animal, backstrapped it, got all the meat from the quarters off the bones, packed it all in their bags, and him and the camera guy were able to get out of the woods by themselves.
Do you remember how many pounds that was that they were carrying?
I think deboned, they were carrying over 100 apiece.
Yeah, that's insane.
I mean, one rear quarter can weigh like 85 pounds.
Those elks and those bulls are no joke.
But
those
he also made a reference. I think he made a reference at the end of the second video, which was them deboning the meat, that they had to go back into the woods because he was going back in to retrieve the head and everything like that. So.
Well, yeah, you gotta get the rack.
Right, yeah, you got to, especially if you're going after an elk, you got to get the rack. Even if you do a European mount of an elk skull is ridiculous as it is.
Yeah, but even if you didn't keep it and you wanted to sell it or auction it off, that's why I mentioned that auction before.
Yes, yes.
Because
yes.
Those things were going to for some insane amount of money, but those were being donated.
Well, that was one of the things that caught me on their channel to begin with, because it was like, why are these guys going out looking for sheds?
Mm.
You know, it's elk that didn't die that they snap, you know, every season they snap their horns off.
Well, yeah, that's another one of their videos. He's actually going out and he's scoping out the, like, one spot in the middle of the woods.
Oh, all over the place,
looking
yeah.
for sheds. And I'm wondering, like, why is he...
Well, now we've been seeing it too, like, antler rings popping up. They're using antler in, like supplements and stuff like that.
Thought you were going back to the rings.
Well, no, the rings. I mean, we've seen wedding bands now that have antler dyed colors and everything like that.
Yeah. Oh, actually, while we're on that subject, while we're going through talking about everything, I'll try and find out the actual. There's this guy on just a side note, and what he does is like wedding bands. He'll take one of the antler sheds. That have either, I think he goes out and gets them, I believe.
Most likely.
Some of them get donated to him because they're all over the U.S. It's right. not, so I can't see this guy traveling that much to get all these. He probably buys some of them, and some of them I think he does get. But what he does is he actually incorporates the antler into the ring, and then he'll dye some parts. There's like a blue, and then there's another one has some black lines in it. But he molds it into this really, really nice band. And I have to say, because he does all the work himself, they're really, really nice. As we're going through this, I'll try to actually go through and find this guy's website so we can either mention it on here, or if I don't find it, I'll just note it. on one of our pages, so you guys can look at it. Mm-hmm.
But it's a fantastic channel. I mean, fishing, hunting, camping, you name it. They're all over the place, these guys.
Yeah, they go everywhere. Where, do you remember one of the last places there? I think it was like, what, Utah? They were going around? Where they went on one of the mountains and it was like a...
Oh, the Ultimate Target Archery Challenge?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Utah and Montana. Those were both sponsored by Mountain Ops.
And I mean, honestly, until I saw them doing that on their channel, I actually had no clue that they even did that. Because where we are, we don't really have a lot of those mountains around.
Well, they were on ski resorts. Here, where we are, half the time, depending on where you're at, there's a lot of hunting clubs around here. Some places you have to be part of the hunting club to join even the weekly, 3D shoot competition. Some of them you don't. Some of them you could just walk in and be like, okay, yeah, man, I got the schedule, blah, blah, blah. Here's my $15. I want to join the competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the guys I know, one of the guys I work with, weekly, he's on one of them Saturday 3D shoot competitions.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I know damn well he's good. He's an excellent shot. So.
Well, I hope after all the ones that he's entered, by then he'd improve.
Oh, everyone's got a shit day.
So since I pulled it up, because I mentioned I was, the site that I was talking about, if you're interested in wedding band rings, and again, don't take this as, like, there's no discounts or we're not...
Yeah, no, we're not sponsored.
This we're is not shit sponsored we found. By anyone because this is just stuff that we find. If you go to rogueantlerarts.com, this guy, you'll find all these rings that we're talking about. And it's spelled rogueantlerarts.com. So Rogue Antler Arts. I personally think this guy's great. We're actually thinking about redoing our bands mm-hmm. with some of his stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
So, check it out. I'll probably still write the website down on our page. You know, I don't think this guy will mind that we're...
What, a free plug? I doubt he'll mind a free plug. I'll throw people free plugs.
All these...
That's what we're doing right now. We don't actually know anyone on this list personally at all.
No, we don't. Please don't take it as that.
We are on the East Coast of the United States, and let's see.
Most of them are on the
list. Yeah, nobody on this list is on the East Coast of the U.S.
No, honestly...
Most guys are, let's see, I think the closest person to us, besides one of our actual, like, hunting shows that you would see on a normal, like, network, nearest person is, I believe, is in Iowa.
Yeah.
Everybody else is west of that.
Honestly, Colorado. And I know we sound like a broken record sometimes, but we don't want anyone taking this the wrong way. The only reason that we're mentioning this is because we find these people actually very helpful, informative.
And there's not many podcasts you're going to find where they're recommending, look, hey, dude, check this other channel out, you know?
And we're doing this because we enjoy doing it. So we just kind of want to share just from our personal point of view. What we think and what we found. And I know that when I first started looking at this stuff, I had no idea who any of these people were mm-hmm. until you started mentioning things, we start hearing from other people, and that's the only way you kind of get around is hearing it from someone else, like, hey, check out this this guy, or check out this channel, and you learn something new and then you pass it on.
Number three.
That's the only
way. This is the one we've beaten into a dead horse that we mentioned almost every episode.
Yeah, so and number three in our list.
This is not in any order either. This is just like, oh, dude, this guy. Oh, we just happened to be watching YouTube today, going through videos, going, mention this guy, gotta mention this guy, gotta mention this guy.
So we got Cameron Haynes, of course. Yeah. He's the man. He's got a podcast, which is
Keep Hammering.
He's got a YouTube video. He's on.
Sponsored by Under Armour.
Sponsored by Under Armour.
He's sponsored by Under Armour. Sponsored by Mountain Ops, I believe. Yes,
but
Mountain Ops.
He is an awesome hunter to watch. He's all about the train hard, hunt easy.
Yes.
Way of living. Like, this is a lifestyle to him. I mean, he is every day.
He considers himself nothing if he's not a bow hunter.
You know, but that's awesome, though.
Oh, yeah.
He, you know, he's training to be, like he said, the ultimate predator.
Yep.
And, you know, we follow him. He has...
Religiously.
Yeah. We have... Well, no, now you're just making us seem like some weirdo...
The dude isn't... I'm not... out of all the people on here... Like, there's no one on this list that's not inspirational besides, like, the ones we're going to mention toward the end.
No, everyone has their own... Which are, like, kind of like,
dude, you got to watch this. This is funny.
No, everyone... Because no one's the same. Everyone has great aspects and qualities to them. You know, no one... You can't really compare. It's like comparing apples to oranges, really. You know, all these guys are great to watch and learn, and, you know, it's very informative, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But especially, well, I know we listen to other podcasts, and he's on... Actually, I first heard him on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Yes.
He had him on his, like, twice, I think.
What? Four?
Yeah. Was it four times?
Four times now.
Four times. Dude's got, like, 800-something episodes. Yeah, it's and I actually tried to backtrack to one.
Rinella's been on, I believe, three... Cam's on four. Mm. You know, he's had like...
No, I think it's five.
Who?
Cam. Cameron.
No, Cam has four with him. With Joe.
Oh, with Joe.
Cam's own podcast, Keep Hammering, has five episodes, I believe.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's been on Joe's four times. Rinella's been on Joe's podcast either three or four times. He's had, you know, the big hunters too, Jim Shockey, who...
Yeah.
Another huge, huge... inspirational dude when it comes to the whole hunting and you know, like, clean living. His daughter Eva is another huge...
She's a big hunter.
She's a big hunter, but she's big for women.
Yeah,
because, you know, there's a lot of, like, people that have this stereotypical view of a woman who's a hunter. It's this big brawly, like, you know, not to sound asshole-ish, but it's a big brawly, like, redneck woman. You know, and I'm talking like, you know, not a woman who's, you know, 130 pounds. I'm talking like a woman who's like 5'9", pushing two bills, going out there looking like a dude, like she could strangle a fucking bear.
Well, you know, times have changed. Technology has advanced.
Right. But that's what I mean, is she has the image of, like, bows a girly. Now
that can...
You know, well, that's what I mean. With Eva, it's a girl. She's a woman who is...
She, like, looks dainty.
She's feminine. She's dainty.
She looks... Dainty.
Well, she is kind of dainty.
We don't know her personally.
Well,
so
yeah, that is true.
Know.
Yes, yeah. We've been watching two videos. That's true. We don't know her actually personally.
Yeah,
at all.
So she looks, but, you know, she.
But she looks like a regular female. Puts makeup on.
Regular?
Yeah.
I don't put makeup on.
Yeah, but you're like a tomboyish type.
So I'm not regular?
No. Thanks. You're my type. Thanks. Like tomboys.
That's great. Anyway, to take the shovel away from you before you dig your ditch.
Before I bury myself, yeah.
But no, definitely, Cameron Haynes, if you want some motivation, if you want just learning a lot, especially with training,
mm-hmm.
too, off-season.
His lift, run, shoot aspect. He shoots every day. He runs every day. He works out every day.
It really gets you motivated to get up and do something. Like, after seeing some of his YouTube videos,
mm-hmm.
you're like, I really gotta go, like...
Fuck, I'm on the couch.
Yeah, give me a rock. And a hill, and I'll run up it with the rock.
Yeah, the rock he thought was 70 pounds and ended up being 130.
Mm. That's insane right there. That's definite motivation for you.
He's
very positive. Next up, if you'd like to...
Next one is, like I said, there's no individual or order, they're just random right now, is the Gritty Bowman. And this is a two-man crew... That same thing, they show you how they hunt, they show you what they're using, they do a yearly thing of what's in our packs when we're going out hunting, they'll tell you what tents they have, what they're bringing with them, what water filtration systems they have with them, they do full videos about the hunts, right now is on his second year in a row shooting traditional, like, recurve trad life, as they're calling it now, the new references. But shooting a traditional bow, no sights, and I believe last year he started doing it at the end of the season, so it was a bear tag. He got his black bear with the tag, and him and his partner went out I think they went out 3 or 4 days ago,
mm-hmm.
and he got himself a bull. He got himself an elk bull. So
yeah, they're the
very impressive.
They're the group. Channel that also does the Skyping, right?
Yes.
They all do interviews on Skype and, mm-hmm. and whatnot.
Yep.
Which, it's not a negative, but it's a little. It takes some getting used to watching the Skype, just because it's. I don't know. I think just because I'm special, you know.
You get nauseous watching people conversate over Skype.
Yeah, I honestly, you know, and it's not just them. It's like any Skyping, I get very dizzy watching it.
Yep.
So that's the only. Those are the only episodes that I have trouble watching with them.
Right. Yeah. When they do their personal ones, like they did at the ATA show when they interviewed Joe and Cam.
But that was everyone was together.
Right.
So
that's what I'm saying. They've also have regular ones where, you know, they interviewed Eva Shockey, Jim Shockey.
Oh, yeah. No, they're, you know what? They're, I mean, just them and especially with the interviewing and everything they do is great. And that's why, you know, we're mentioning it. Nothing here is negative. I'm just mentioning that the Skyping is just, sometimes for me, it gets a little hard to watch.
Right, exactly.
But a lot of that, you can just listen to the audio. You don't necessarily need to actually watch it.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, they also take a lot of stuff like your average hunter is not going to take.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are not going in the woods with, you know, a Canon T6i and 6 batteries and 5 memory cards and, you know, spending $1,000 on an ultralight tripod for their camera, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they go through their packs and, like, everything that they're doing, which is really good. And, like, their pre-hunting setups, too. What water diaphragm they're leaving out there in the woods, where it's hanging, and all everything like that.
Yeah. Next we got, let's see.
Next is Dudley.
Oh, yeah. So, the next one is called Knock On Archery. And, actually, is that his, both his podcast and YouTube?
Yes.
Channel? Well, no, his, is I think it named his, the same?
His YouTube channel is Knock On Archery.
Yeah. Okay. So
his
if you're looking
podcast,
at...
I believe, is Knock On.
Okay. Yeah. His, if you're looking on YouTube, it's Knock On Archery. And it's, the guy's name is John Dudley. And, this guy, I have to say, is great as far, like, with technical, he was a competition shooter, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he shot competitively, and he teaches now, from what I know. I mean, if you watch his videos, he refers to his students all the time, so that's why I'm saying I think that he still teaches, because obviously...
He trains people. He does coaching.
Since we don't know these people, we're only watching their videos.
But he had a TV show on, I don't remember which channel, might have been the Outdoors channel.
Probably.
But I think it was the Knock On Archery TV show or something like that, where they go through, like, what they're doing during the hunts, when he blew his shoulder out, you know, the whole surgery process, recovery. He learned how to shoot with his mouth, switched arms. I mean...
But this guy is very, very technical. Any kind of question or anything you're not sure of, I know he did a live video where you can post your question below, and he'll actually... go through the questions and he'll answer them on the video while he's doing the live feed. But very, very in depth with everything that he explains. I mean, there's nothing left out, like no area of confusion. Even starting out, you could probably watch his videos and listen to his podcast and know like the ins and outs and every aspect and part.
Yep.
Of everything on the bow, technical to shooting to all like the stances to the individual
grip position.
Yeah,
you name it, he goes
parts.
Through it.
I know he does like some of his podcasts he goes through and does like repair work, mm-hmm. Doing your own arrows.
That's also on the TV show, though. He has two series. It's called Knocked and Ready to Rock. Mm-hmm. One is a full bow setup, which was last year's whole setup. And in an hour, I mean, it teaches you how to time your cams, replace the strings, put the peep sight in, how to tie the peep sight, how to tie your D-loop, His reference of, you know, why he uses string knocks instead of just having a D loop mounted on the string. Installation of the cat whisker silencers.
Yeah, I feel like if they were to have a book of archery, like every in and out of archery put into writing as a book, I think if he'd be able to, he'd be that book.
Honestly,
he'd be able to write all the ins and outs and aspect, like every, I mean, he's just so technical with everything. He is.
He comes at everything as a competition shooter. He does. He
was but, you know, fantastic when, you, archer, when you're learning, sometimes you need to go back to even sometimes all the basics and get down to even the simpler part of things. Sometimes people just make things too complicated. They overthink things. They, you know, it's just, or they start going off of, you know, maybe a friend of theirs is telling them to do something one way, but they have absolutely no clue what they're talking about. So it's just, you start picking up bad habits. I mean, he knows his stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
He knows what he's talking about. So, I mean, anything that you could possibly think of question-wise.
I will say one thing, though. If you are, like, super new to shooting, go to his YouTube channel. Because, like you said, he's super technical. So there's a lot of stuff that he's going to say in the podcast that will go right over your head.
That's true.
So go to his YouTube channel at Knock On Archery on YouTube and watch the videos that he has on there, especially the live streams that he does from his backyard. And yes, you will probably be jealous of the target range in this man's backyard.
I love this man's backyard.
Yes, it's, I mean, targets all the way out to 80 yards. It's fantastic. Great. It's phenomenal. But he goes as far as just in his, he went on like a 15-minute rant about grip position.
Yeah.
And he took a Sharpie out and drew on his own hand.
It's very visual.
This is wrong. This is right. So if you're new, go to his YouTube channel because the visuals will set you on point.
Yeah. He's very,
you know, I would always explain to people, all right, grip position, this is this. And even for me shooting for 24 years, I watched his video. It was like, damn, I was explaining it a lot harder. I'm going to do it his way now.
Because you overthink.
Exactly. Even me, yes, I overthink. I had the right grip position.
Yeah, but then some people just don't have a knack of getting from what they have inside their head out to explain to someone else. He has a way of being able to explain to the point where anyone can understand it. They're like, I got it. And especially if he's showing you, because he'll be shooting as he's explaining, he'll go through and he'll explain it. And then especially with that live feed that recently we just watched, he will go through, he'll show you what he's talking about, and then he'll let off a couple arrows and he'll explain as he's shooting what to look for, what you're doing, like if you're doing something wrong, what you'll see.
But it's everything.
Yeah.
Grip, proper follow through. This dude can show you in his videos perfectly.
And I think he shot with like a couple different releases to show the difference of
The one that I keep referencing that mentions the competition archer who has the 7 different releases in his little pouch. I don't remember the guy, the archer's name, which I feel horrible because I'm horrible with names. But John does mention an archer that uses 7 different releases to keep himself honest. Yeah. Every single release shoots at a different pressure because you want to keep pulling fire. And like the dude keeps himself so honest that he has one trigger that never is able to fire.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, all right, I threw myself off next to the next one. And it's true. I have a 4-finger release. Every time I shoot with it, throws me off a little. I let off 6 arrows. By the end, I'm comfortable again. I go back to my wrist strap and I'm just throwing frozen ropes at bullseyes. So, I mean, when he mentioned that method, I had to try it. And it right on point. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, so he's definitely, if you're looking for technical, he is definitely, you know, top of the list there. Next one
is actually a TV show.
Yeah, I think these guys are humorous to watch.
Yes.
So we got Buck Commander on there, and these guys
are all ex pro baseball players. Willie from Duck Dynasty, Luke Bryan, the country singer, who if you have ever wanted to see someone absolutely lose their shit when they shoot an animal, And not like, you know, like sadness, like absolute sheer joy that the work he's done has paid off. Luke Bryan will make you die laughing.
He's got that adrenaline like, rush.
Oh, the adrenaline on him is insane. Him and the cameraman were slapping each other high five so damn hard I thought he was going to fall out the fucking
tree.
Is he down? That's great. Down? I mean,
he's funny to watch, but these guys are humorous and Tombo, to watch.
If we were in your state hunting deer, there was no deer around. They were safe.
Yeah. They had one bad season. And everywhere they go, they had
nothing.
One issue after the other. Yeah.
Then you have other portions of the video where Willie from Duck Dynasty is in a above ground blind sitting there in neon green basketball shorts saying, "Yep, don't hate."
Yeah, these guys are just funny to watch.
Just a fun show to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, you could tell it's like super heavily sponsored show, Barnett Crossbows and whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just a good, fun show to watch.
You don't need to be serious all the time.
No, not at all.
That's just boring.
That's actually a very good point. It does bring a lot of liveliness mm-hmm. to it. Like, archery can be like, oh, gotta be serious.
No.
And it shouldn't be that way.
What do you think podcast is? We're not...
No, I know that. That's what I'm saying, but people take it like, oh, gotta focus. All right, fine, focus. That's what you train for. That's what you practice for. That's why it's there. But after you let that trigger go and you make that shot, don't think in your head like, I gotta repeat it. Be fucking happy.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. Oh, bro, I got a bullseye. Bro, fist pound. You know, fucking X on the mark. Whatever. You know, you can't... If you're always going to get serious and not give yourself some fucking joy about it.
If you're not enjoying it, then what's the point?
No, it's not even that.
No, it is that. If you're not enjoying it, then what's the point?
It is true. Yes. No, but like if you make a good shot and then the next shot's bad, you're going to start beating yourself up. There's no reason to beat yourself up.
No.
You know, and don't think you're going to go out the first day and just start frozen rope and bullseyes. It's not going to happen. You know, a lot of the guys that we're referencing in this right now, these dudes shoot every day. I'm lucky if I can make it to the range twice in a week.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it's 100% once a week. We get our 2 hours on Saturday. You know, son goes with the grandparents.
Yeah, and we're lucky that we have a range that's within 10 minutes from us. There's some people that, you know, they're lucky if it's within an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't have that land space that you can set it up. In your backyard, you know, you don't have a friend. Or your neighbor's an asshole. Yeah, you know, so it could be a number of things, and that's okay. You know, you do what you can do. As long as you're enjoying it, then just keep doing it.
Right.
But that, I mean, those right there, those are as far as hunting and technical, those are the top ones that we watch. That mm-hmm. we feel that they deserve someone else kind of saying that we enjoy them and sharing it with others.
Oh, absolutely.
And we have, if you want to watch something, because I'll watch these some like from time to time. You know, I can't sit here and watch the next two for a long amount of time. It's more competitive shooting.
Well, Lancaster does both. Lancaster Archery in Pennsylvania is a huge, huge sponsor of competition archery.
Right.
So their YouTube channel has a ton of competition videos in it.
Right. And I you know what I found?
We're not really target archers neither.
No, but so. I found that, you know, when I watch those videos of the actual, the target archer, like the
right.
the competitions and stuff like that, since you're not in the woods, you're not in the middle of thing, like, you know, set up in camo, hidden in some trees, or there's like a lot of other stuff going on. Mm-hmm. You're out in the open, you're on a range. Mm-hmm. It's easier to see if you want to see someone else's basic form, how they're, you know, just shooting wise. It's interesting to watch.
Well, I think a person who's new should pay attention to some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've seen. I've watched a bunch of the competition videos and I'm like, all right, you know, you just watch it for form aspects and you're like, okay, you know, that dude's form's on point. I gotta, you know, try that, whatever.
Yeah.
And I've seen some of them, any announcers even say it. It's like the person is pulling on the bow so hard that when the arrow fires, their entire upper body and neck twists to the right.
Yeah,
it's like,
there is a couple that I saw like pull really hard.
Yeah, I watched one of the female competitions on the Lancaster's thing, and this girl was yanking this bow so hard. I mean,
I think the announcers even said
it. The announcer said it. He's like, Jesus Christ, her whole head's turning. Well, she's pulling so her anchor was
JC
so
into the mix.
Oh, whatever. But he had her she had her knuckles so jammed on her anchor point on her jaw that every time the bow fired, her face went to the right.
Yeah. But you know, it's interesting to watch.
It is. Know, well, their product reviews are fantastic. I mean, because the one main guy from Lancaster Archery, he's got no problem going in the woods.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he showed, all right, this is how the angle, their one video was like, if you're in a tree stand and you're this high and the target's this far out, this is the angle you want to shoot at for a double lung puncture. And he actually did a demonstration video about it.
The only reason I had mentioned something different than the ones we mentioned earlier is just because I'm mentioning these as channels
that are
competitive.
Yeah, majority of their videos are competitive. So.
Yeah, not just the hunting side of things.
Right.
Something like out of forest.
Right. Lancaster is mostly what I would consider like local event style. Yeah. You know, granted, it is PA versus New York or California. Like, it is U.S. Now, the next channel is World Archery, which is, as it states, world. This is Italy's team versus China and so on. U.S. Yes, world.
World.
So, you know, this is everybody versus everybody. And if you want to watch it for country pride, fine, whatever.
It's different.
It is full on target mode. You can watch the guys in recurves form, the guys in the compound class, and it's just a really
different point
like
of view.
It's like a super top end like competition series. Everything looks fantastic. The breeze, the fans, the cameras. I mean, if you got a 4K TV, I guarantee you could watch, like, put your TV in slow motion and just watch that arrow creep across the fucking screen.
Yeah, I mean, watching golf.
It's like super, yeah, exactly. It is. It's exactly like watching golf.
Except golf, I fall asleep.
Doesn't everybody?
Mm-hmm.
I
don't know how you watch golf.
My father-in-law watches golf, and every time he watches it, it's nap time.
Falls asleep, but he loves golf.
And
loves
playing it. Loves playing it. And when are you going to come and play with me? Ah, my back hurts.
As soon as I learn how to hit the ball, not the grass.
Yeah, as soon as I don't pull a fucking Happy Gilmore and throw that shit into a lake.
Yeah.
That's when I'll play golf.
And then we got Outdoor Product Reviews. That's their actual channel name.
Yes. And it, as it states, it's products.
Yeah.
Like videos. Every different type of bow. All different types of rests. Different type of sights. It's just, like it states, products. So if you want to watch a 3-minute video on, they're nice and quick too. So they're not like a 15, 20 minute video where you're worried about watching something like, oh, I got to sit here for 20 minutes. No, these are like 3, max 5 minute videos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to watch something on the Matthews Halon, or if you want to watch something about the Hoyt Carbon Defiant or the PSE Carbon Air or whatever, Bear Agenda 6s or whatever. The videos are nice and short, gives a description. You know, all right, this bow's got a little bit, very mild hand vibration, but some dampeners will fix that. You know, it's very to the point. It's nothing crazy. So.
But that's pretty much what we got.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, again, these are just videos that we watch. We like to watch on our spare time.
Yes.
And we wanted to share it with everyone else that might be listening.
Exactly.
So, you know, again, I just want to state, just because we mentioned a lot of people, that we don't know anybody. We don't know anyone. We're not affiliated. We're not here to promote or
this is for
sponsored.
Your reference.
Yeah, you know, we're just sharing what we like with anyone else who wants to hear it. So if you're actually listening to us, go on and on and on. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly right.
My husband doesn't want to listen to me half the time, so if some stranger does, then it's great.
Well, you got a guaranteed hour per week while I'm sitting here.
Yeah, right?
Look at that.
He's forced. But, yeah, I mean, you know, check those guys out, honestly. I feel like even with me, you know, just watching, you know, the variety of all those and it kind of absorbing everything they have to say and show you they know what they're talking about. These guys have been doing this for years.
Yes.
You know, those are more on, they're more on the, like, expert side of things. Like, we're giving you, our podcasts are more of the amateur side of things. Because I wouldn't consider myself even close to, you know, it hasn't been that long for me.
Right.
And it's not something we do professionally. We haven't been doing it.
I want to get back into competitions. I haven't done them in 20 years.
But my point is, you know, we're more of just giving you the normal side of things of what the average person might think of something. And then they're more of the, if you want expert advice, if you want technical,
or if you just want to watch somebody that's fucking inspirational.
Or, yeah, they're inspirational. I mean, these guys have been doing this for years. And it's just, you watch them and you're like, holy crap, you know, I could be... Why am I bitching about this? You know, it changes your frame of reference. It changes your state of mind of how you see things. You're like, oh, shit.
Exactly.
So.
And, like, other things, too, like, you know, like, other references that we have. Like, if you really, like, want to hear people talk about it. We mentioned Joe Rogan a lot. His podcasts are, like, 3 hours long. They're, like, super intense. But, like we said, Cam's on his podcast four times. Ranella, it's, like, 4 times. Dudley's been on his podcast. Actually, Dudley just reset up Joe's bow in one of the videos.
Yeah, but he's got a good podcast. I like listening.
Right. So you can, like, look up those podcasts on Rogan's thing or go on YouTube and just type in Cam Haines or John Dudley, whatever. And they'll all pop up. And you can watch them on there and see what number it is and download
them. They're good to listen to.
Right. Let's see. I'm trying to think of what else. It was something else. Oh, and another thing, like, pretty much everything... Everybody except for Eva that we mentioned is a guy.
Yeah.
There are a lot of female hunters
out now, there. Don't think that we're kind of like leaving out the females here.
No. Eva's big, huge social media. I believe she has a YouTube channel, but a lot of her hunts happen to be with her father, so they're combined.
Yeah, I haven't really seen too much of her singly, but...
No.
These guys, we've been really kind of devoting our time. Since we can't really sit in front of the TV, you know.
Well, we don't have time.
Yeah. So, but I mean, yeah, she's another, her and her father, you know, especially Jim Shockey.
But if you go on, if anyone has access to like Carbon TV, they have a whole series dedicated to women hunters.
Mm-hmm.
Several women, I mean several, I think they had like 10 different women that they're constantly going through like different shows with them. On YouTube, there's tons. Actually, most of the women that are on the Carbon TV shows are also have their own YouTube channels. I found one girl the other day, which also is actually has pretty good shows, and she does like some of the more funny ones. But it's a lot of hunting, and that one's
Outdoor Alley.
Outdoor Alley, yes. And
I haven't watched her yet. I can't comment on that one.
Well, they're nice. It's like, you know.
I just can't comment.
I believe I like her and her boyfriend were going hunting and, you know, people want to pack light and they happen to have tags for geese. So, you know, they tag and, you know, they didn't see any elk, but they had the video of her tagging like 2 geese. So, which is fine.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's, you know, fishing trip, watch arrows, her, you know, in the field and. Like Utah or something like that. A beautiful backdrop of mountains while she's testing her Hoyt out. And it just, there's a lot of stuff out there. So just like look, you know, take some time. You know, if you start watching archery videos, you'll all of a sudden see a whole section on your YouTube that says, oh, look, these videos are all related to archery.
Yeah, check some of the people out,
you know?
Yeah, you gotta, you know, besides everything that we mentioned, there's other people out there that you just kind of,
these are the big ones.
Keep an eye out for them. You know, you never know what you're going to run into. You never know who's out there who maybe just started a channel or started a podcast or, you know, so. But on my end, that's pretty much.
Yeah, no, I'm good. So just quick rundown. You got Meat Eater with Steve Ranella, the Hushin crew of guys, Cam Haines, the Gritty Bowman, You got Knock on Archery with John Dudley. Those are the big guys that we watch for...
Like religiously.
Yeah, pretty much religiously.
Non-cultish.
That are...
or psychotic.
That are, you know, inspirational, but super technical about everything. Have a lot of informative videos. Just a lot of fun videos to watch. I mean, there's nothing bad you could say about them. Everything is very, like, you know, these guys are, like, super, all very super intense, very positive people.
But we're not here to bash people either.
Right. Buck Commander, just a good fun hunting show to watch. Either if they're archery, crossbows, if they're hunting with rifles, they show the fun side of hunting. For products, Lancaster Archery has a lot of product reviews that are really good. Outdoor Product Reviews channel, same thing. A lot of very good products. And when if you want to watch competition style for target-wise, Lancaster Archery and World Archery do fantastic videos on actual target competitions.
So.
But those are the ones we watch. There's many out there. If you know anyone else, know the channel that you could recommend, put it in the comments on, like we said, on IG, on
Instagram. If we messed anyone's name up, or if we missed out on anyone, or there's a show that we didn't mention that you think is equally as good.
Because we'll do another, we could do another YouTube and social media episode in a couple weeks, and we'll add it to that one. Like, all right, we found this new one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So don't be shy. Let us know.
So.
But I'm good.
I think I am good too.
All right, folks.
Thank you again for listening in, and we'll have another episode on the weekend.
Yep, we'll be uploading it probably about midnight on Saturday.
But this is Stephanie.
And I'm Anthony.
We're out.
Later.